profit a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his soul? We've tried to make sense of it all, and it's about time we put our cards on the table. We're not like you. We came from another place. To push the buttons and then go away. It's not what I say. It's the sound that moves it. Discredit God's UFO. While they discredit themselves, pathetic with their obelisk, pathetic tying the solar plexus to the pyramid, and then siphoning off the life force to divinate themselves, when actually it's God. Time to take out the trash.
Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Ma'adir Shimcha b'chal ha'aretz. Adonai, Adonai, Adoneinu, Asher tana horcha al ha-shamayim.
Good evening again, my friends. This is Kanita, and I greet you warmly, warmly in the name of our risen Lord Yeshua, Almighty God. And I welcome you back to another edition of an Eventide devotional. Tonight, my friends, as we begin, I want to start out by asking you a question. Where, my friends, within you is that seat, that center of your being, the place we would define as the residence of your very essence? In the mind, the soul, the reins, the bowels, all of these are mentioned in His Word at one time or another. but the place within us whereupon God looks, my friends, is the heart. As it says in his word, but the Lord said unto Samuel, I look not upon his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart. That is why, my friends, that is why he pleads with us. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise. Apply thine heart unto my knowledge. My son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. And finally from the lips of our Lord himself, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. My friends, the truth presented here is that where the heart of a man is, his mind, his tongue, his eyes, and his actions will soon follow. The word is literally chocked full of examples of how the heart has divided men. Just off the top of my head, I can come up with a few. Cain and Abel, Esau and Jacob, David and Saul. Out of the New Testament, Peter and Simon Magus. And these are just a couple, without even looking and trying to research it. There are many other examples scattered throughout the Word and within each of our lives and our personal experience. Our own history. We have seen this truth over and over again. But tonight I want to concentrate on the fates of two women whose hearts, as those already mentioned before, responded in very different ways to God's call. The first one I want to look at tonight would be Lot's wife. Now, we all know who she was. We don't know the name, but the story is very familiar to us. As a matter of fact, her story has become almost a template or a living paradigm for those whose knowledge of God never reaches the heart. Think of her life story. Think of the witness she could have had. She had personally witnessed the leadings of God in the lives of those around her. She knew of God's covenant with Abraham, may even have witnessed the actual performance of it in the desert. She was there for the battles, for the leadings. She was there for the sacrifices offered before Melchizedek at Salem. She had entertained angels within her home, even believed their message and obeyed their command. Yet, my friends, all this knowledge, all this wealth of experience in her life, never made it past her eyes, her ears, and her mind into her heart, which is the only place where it will ever do us any good. For the truth is, her heart was left in the city. Her body could not act in obedience, because that which steered it, that which was under control, had become enamored and in love with the comforts of this life. And these comforts had become her first love, and she could no longer bear to leave them behind. Through her obedience, she escaped one judgment. And yet this ambivalence within her heart overtook her, and she fell victim to another. Is this not the story we see around us today? Those we know, those we love, those we come in contact with. This divided loyalty, this ambivalence, this refusal to acknowledge from deep within. As is witnessed by the word of God, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. And a heart that frets can never be at ease, at rest, or at one with the living God. The second woman I want to talk about tonight, again, we do not know her name. We simply know her as the Samaritan woman at the well. We all know the story here. We've been through it. We've read it over and over again. Our Lord was with his disciples, passing through a village of Samaria, and he was wearied from the journey, and he sat down to rest at Jacob's well as he sent his disciples on into town to buy some food. And as he sat there, weary from the journey, a Samaritan woman came along in order to draw water from the well. And as she prepared the ropes, our Lord looked at her and he said, "Woman, give me to drink." The woman looked at him and responded, and I can almost hear some of the sharpness in her voice. She had had a hard life, and perhaps was not a pleasant woman. And she responded, "You being a Jew, you have nothing to do with us. Why would you ask me to drink?" And the Lord said, "If you knew who it was that asked you, you would ask me, and I would give you living waters." And I can almost hear the edge in her tone as she says, "You have no ladle, you have no pitcher. Where would you dip? Where would you get this living water?" And then as the Lord begins to draw her out and begins to reveal himself into her hearts, you can almost see her countenance begin to change as he tells her the facts of her life. Her eyes begin to open. Her mouth begins to drop. First she senses perhaps this is a prophet, and she tries to deflect him away to speak of other things, for she senses the deep need and the deep guilt within her heart. But our Lord will have none of it, because our Lord too knows the conditions of the heart, for he sees all of us from the inward side out. And as he reveals himself unto her, as he reveals himself unto all of us who are his lambs, you can see the knowledge and the call on her face almost as we read the words. Her eyes get big, and it dawns on her. And her heart is crushed by the weight of the revealed presence of Almighty God. And her response is not to harden herself, but her response is to run away and share this wonderful thing she has found, and bring all that she knows, everyone she sees, back to him, that they too could experience this life, this wonder, this awesome reality that she finally has seen because he drew her in. Her heart was slain, my friends. Her heart was not hardened. Her heart did not turn away. Her heart broke and was crushed. And without thought to the shame of her life, she rushed headlong to bring the witness that she had seen, the witness that had come to her, the witness she had found, unto her beloved, unto her brethren, unto her family, unto her village. And because of this, one woman becomes a historical metaphor for turning your back on God. And another woman becomes what amounts to an apostle to the Samaritans. And the difference? The difference, my friends? The difference was the response of the heart. It is always the heart, my friends. The heart is where he knocks. The heart is where he enters. The heart is where he pleads. And the heart, my friends, is where we surrender. Where he takes up abode and begins to rebuild anew. Amen. Once again, my friends, this evening, let us hear his words gleaned from the book of Proverbs. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Bow down thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. O my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Amen. Amen. Amen, my friends. Our only reply to these words can be, yea, Lord, I give my heart unto thee. Like the woman of the well. Or we can turn away. Turn away in disgust, in offense, in shame, in whatever state. But turn away nonetheless, like Cain, like Esau, like Saul, or like Lot's wife. For the truth is, my friends, if we have a heart for God, if we allow him entrance, if we allow him control, if we allow him to take up residence, we have all. Yet if our hearts harden or turn away, no matter what we believe or see or hold on to, we have nothing. Absolutely nothing. And there's just not much more I can add to that, my friends. For as the heart goes, will the life follow as well? Amen. Amen. As always, I want to thank Zeff and Trish for the use of their music on my podcasts. Tonight, as usual, we begin with Sounding, and we will end with There Is Only One. Zeff and Trish's music can be found at ReverbNation/ZedJaw.com. That's ReverbNation/ zedjaw.com, and Zeph Unified site is zephdaniel.podbean.com. That's zephdaniel.podbean.com. Also tonight, my friends, we will hear Bilibi Tifanti, which is Hebrew for "In My Heart I Have Hidden," from the Elohim Experience album. And as always, my friends, until the next time, go in the strength of God, that the strength of Almighty God might always, always go with thee. Good night, my friends, until the next time.
Bilibi Tifanti, Bilibi Tifanti, Imratecha Leman lo echtala.
Teach me the way of your word. Now.
shall not trust in the one who claims to have our best interest at heart. There is no us. There is only them. Them and their ignorance. Them and their love of death. Them and their forward thrust into the backwards maze they call nirvana, but really a museum for clerks sent by rich men who know nothing but their bellies and their lust, their lies and hatred of must. If you trust murder is suicide, reap what you sow, not on their watch. The fallen ones unleashed on the earth for the final farewell, for the final push of the reflecting pool into the ditch. Ha. The war of the angels, I shall not trust in the one who claims to have our best interest at heart. There is no us. There is only them. Them and their ignorance. Them and their love of death. Them and their forward thrust into the backwards maze they call nirvana. But really a museum for clerks sent by rich men who know nothing but their bellies and their lusts, their lies and hatred a must. If you trust, murder is suicide. Reap what you sow, not on their watch. The fallen ones unleashed on the earth for the final farewell, for the final push of the reflecting pool into the ditch. Open conscious thought in sonic bliss a moment away. These lizards are stupid. These lizards are absolutely stupid. These lizards are programmed to do what they do. Eat, sleep, and fuck. Time to duck. Forlorn and over the seas. Beyond where there is no sea. But reward. The work weighed, you came through it. The work weighed, you did exactly what you promised to do. Coming to the earth, backwards mirror, no more. The war of the angels, I shall not trust in the one who claims to have our best interests at heart. There is no us. There is only them. Them and their ignorance. Them and their love of death. Them and their forward thrust into the backwards maze they call nirvana, but really a museum. Clerks sent by rich men who know nothing but their bellies and their lusts, their lies and hatred a must. If you trust, murder is suicide. Reap what you sow, not on their watch. The fallen ones unleashed on the earth for the final farewell, for the final push of the reflecting pool into the ditch. Open conscious thought in sonic bliss a moment away. These lizards are stupid. These lizards are absolutely stupid. These lizards are programmed to do what they do. Eat, sleep, and fuck. Time to duck. Forlorn and over the seas beyond where there is no sea but reward. The work weighed, you came through it. The work weighed, you did exactly what you promised to do. And coming to earth, backwards mirror. No more.